Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Another facet to the story of Rex Heerman and Asa Elrup is the documentary that is being put together right now. Going to be airing on Peacock at some point in time. Peacock actually speaking out about it this week, kind of, I think, doing a little damage control. Just laying out exactly how it's all being put together. Stating that, nope, Rex Heerman will not be receiving money. Asa's money is not even a paycheck, really. It's a licensing fee, which, okay, I get it. You got to word it some way. But those funds cannot go to Rex Heerman's defense. Okay, how do they have any control over such a thing like that not happening, considering Asa is still with him, has not gone through with the divorce yet, and by all accounts here, this documentary, they'll likely still be married through it because I think that's probably part of the terms of seeing what happens to your husband.
Yeah, you know, this $1 million deal, I think, is upsetting to so many. I can only imagine it's very upsetting to the victim families of these young women who were so brutally murdered. The fact that people make millions, and in this case, a million, reportedly on this, it's got to be very hurtful. I just don't understand why it wasn't done later. I was wondering if this is the first time we've ever seen anything like this, because Asa is going to be an important witness on the stand. She's going to provide, you know, timelines. She's going to have to provide where she was. All of that, she's going to be a witness. And that's my biggest concern, Tony, is we've already seen the $1 million affect her actions. All of a sudden in the courtroom, all of a sudden visitation. Will it affect what she says on that stand? I just think it calls into question her integrity, her motivation, and the veracity of whatever she might say. I think people will attribute to, well, did she just say that as a part of the script to earn this money as a part of this documentary? It certainly, as an investigator, that's the first thing I thought.
Attorney John Ray, who represents Shannon Gilbert, said it's reckless beyond words. And I completely agree with that. Is this in kind of some way also a blessing in disguise, though, for investigators? I found it extremely odd. I don't know why they've yet to ever sit down with Asa and interview her and find out anything that they can. But, you know, somehow she was cleared out of nowhere at the very beginning. Like, okay, well, how did you clear her? They were talking about crimes that span, you know, 10, 20, possibly more years, depending on how many, you know, end up being in Rex Heerman's tally. I can't imagine we're just going to say, oh, she said she was out of town 10 years ago on this date. Must be true. I don't know if they've been sitting there waiting and watching to see what's going to happen. But if they are, this could be, I think, probably one of the most powerful ways to get information out of her than sitting down in an investigator's office and talking. If she feels comfortable in her own world and she's just going to start rattling things off and cameras are rolling, that could be a treasure trove for investigators, could it not?
You're correct. She's going to have likely hours and hours of film time with those producers, and she's going to be interviewed extensively about every move, everything that's happened in the past, everything that's currently happening, and her future thoughts. So they're going to get all of that. They're going to subpoena all of that. There's no privilege there because she's broken any privilege by discussing it openly with the Peacock crew.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it you're right. On the flip side, I think it could aid investigation in that respect, but I think it's just detrimental overall to her,
yeah,
her character, how she's going to be seen, her words, what truth there really is that's going to be spouted from that mouth. The other thing, Tony, in regard to the alibi, right, that you're talking about for the, we're just talking about the three murders, right?
Because right now,
that's the,
yeah,
only thing charged. And so they've cleared her of those, I believe, strictly based on alibi, that she wasn't even in the country or wasn't in the area at the time of those murders. Will that hold true for the others, especially in light of this one witness coming forward and, yeah, you know, saying that she was part of the swinging that was going on at the house?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure investigators are looking into that, although their fearless leader is no longer there. I think that's going to make this, you know, task force definitely a little bit impotent, at least for a while, until, you know, things get back on track with this investigation.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about that a little bit with the leadership changing, you know, midway through this, quarter way through this, however far we are in. I don't know. I think there's a long ways to go yet. Is that something where someone's going to want to step up into this and go, I'm going to, you know, take the helm on this? Or when you step into a position like that, is it more so, well, you know, that was somebody else's project. Y'all are over here working on it. Great. But the, you know, the leader, like you said, is no longer there. I guess time will tell. But how do those sort of things typically play out?
They don't play out well. You know, whenever you have a case agent, I'm speaking in bureau terms, in their case, you know, their chief commander in charge of this task force that put this whole thing together, that handpicked those individuals. Same thing happens at any of these large cases. You have a case agent or the person at the helm that literally is asking, I want this person, I want this person. And then, and they're saying, listen, you're in charge of surveillance. You're going to be in charge of this portion of the investigation. You're in charge of ASA LRP, you know, and everybody has their role and their place. And then you sort of cut off the head of the, you know, the tiger and say, okay, now where's the leadership? Where's the direction? And what you're going to have is a lot of people may not even want to be a part, mm-hmm, anymore, especially if they, you know, were friends or associates and well-respected with the leader that left. They might not want to be a part of it. So unfortunately, just like any time you cut off the leader, it has to sort of start all over.
Yeah.
And you're going to have different factions within that group likely that thought, you know, this went in this direction, this should go in this direction. But that leader stood up and said, no, we're going to do this. Well, who's making that decision right now? So I think it's going to really derail the investigation, at least for a while.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Modo Casino. Modo's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Modo, America's social casino. Play for free on Modo.us.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino. Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.